in the here this morning.
We desire to do from you what you think.
But because of his death, we know that it is expected that he has a glory. Concerning this death, he is perfect. There is one part of that statement that is not true, and there is another part of that statement that is true. It is true. It is not true that it is a death. The word "death" is here exhibits the idea of simply a division from something else. It is used, the word is used specifically as a which carries the idea not only of a division, but of a bad division, a division from the truth of something. And what they see, the church see, is a division of Judaism. You have the Pharisees, you have the Sadducees, you have the Essenes, you have the Christians. Another form, and really not a very good form, of Judaism. Over and over again, it is something entirely different. It is not a division of Judaism, it is a fulfillment of the Jewish law. It is the end for which Judaism. The time that Moses gave to the children of Israel the law of Sinai, until the time that Jesus came on the scene, all of that is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Not a sin, not a threat, but the sin of God. So they got that part wrong. But here's the part they got wrong. That is spoken against everywhere, absolutely. And we see that in the book of Acts, where the Apostle Paul and the other Christians, it was not only a place that somebody wasn't either following them or opposite to them, people from where they were. And the more that the church gained some momentum in the cities, the greater the opposition to them. And you wonder why in the world the cities can say that stuff with Jesus. And then you look at the teaching of the Apostle Paul, the reflection of the teaching of Jesus. Paul is teaching what he is teaching by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It is a further aspect of the Jesus Christ, the gospel, the theory of Jesus Christ. And look at what Paul has to say and Peter. And these other men who went throughout the world preaching the gospel, and there just doesn't seem to be that much evidence to be opposed to. So why is it that everywhere that the church seemed to gain a foothold, there was so much opposition to it? Why had these men been coming? The reasons that were there in the first century, the same reason that Christianity is spoken of in our day, is that the theology is very clear, and we see the Lord's church this way. The first is that those who pass the judgment of the fall of the people. The church is spoken against the church.
Go over to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4 explains that the established church here at God has identified the wonderful, they feel the man, and they have explained how God is saving the man. And that is a combination of kind of the things that the Spirit of God has rested. And now here in Acts chapter 4, they find themselves in front of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish leadership, and here's what they were told. They called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Now, why in the world would these religious leaders have a problem with these two men speaking about Jesus, what said that Jesus had been crucified, that he rose to the dead, and he ascended into heaven, and now he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Why would they have so much problem with that? Because he goes to the teaching about Jesus was an indictment of self-belief. And here's what they said when all of the apostles were together and standing before the council. We call not to preach about Jesus Christ. The council says to them in verse 28 of chapter 5, "It is not strictly you not to preach in his name, and more if you have filled Jerusalem with his doctrine, with his, and intend to blame this man's blood." The problem with this, a crucified Jesus, is that these people are crucified. To say that Jesus is Lord is to condemn the very thing that they have done just a month or so earlier. So he says, you don't want to be crucified. Because that is an indictment of God. And there are people in our day and time that call us speak on all kinds of things that just don't believe so much about Jesus. Jesus is too controversial. Jesus says things that are too controversial. And so talk to us a lot and preach to us a lot about helping yourself get through life. You kind of like Jesus. I don't understand. The idea of Jesus dying on the cross, we're going to have to come to him for the salvation of our souls, that we're lost in sin. And the only answer to that is Jesus Christ. He's raised. Look what Jesus said in John 3. You have to be modeled as a country. I have to be living to you. I have to be living as a nation. Your death food and your food permeates you and gives you life. Because that's what you have to do. You're going to have to listen to me. You're going to have to be like it. Follow what I tell you to do, and if you don't, you will die. You 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 die. When Jesus began to say those kinds of things, the crowds began to leave. He didn't talk to them. But the crowds left. We start talking about himself and what he required of people. And someone says, you know, that didn't work very well at that time. It probably didn't work very well today, but they lost the Jesus Christ. That's the truth. That's a very key thing. It's very modest to Jesus. Has it been required of us? Thank you. you have a time to only be close to the people truth. And that is that this temple is different to you. You know, some say it's too backwards. Others say it's too forward. Thank you. There are things that are not in Christianity that have been in our lives all of our lives. And so they don't look forward and say there's nothing forward. They look back and say, this thing and this thing that we have been a part of all of our lives, that's not it. And what they say to this church is, you can't truly be Christian. You say it to let you know. So that seems to be something that follows the apostles wherever they went. The question was, where is the circumcision? We have circumcision as part of our religious existence all of our lives. This is not the teaching that you are given to us. It is not what we are used to. Those are the circumcision. No, you have to have circumcision, or you can't have true religion. And he was making good inroads there, but the gospel was making good inroads in Ephesus, and that captured the attention of his peers. He was a silversmith, and he's making a lot of money there, making his little shrine in memory of the goddess, and she is the temple there. Ephesus is the patron city of the goddess Diana, and Demetrius is pointing to this. This can't be right. This church can't be right. Paul can't be right. The gospel can't be right because Diana's not right. And Diana has been our life for all of our lives. And they said, this can't be right, because what we are familiar with and what we've been familiar with all of our lives is not good. Circumcision was not good. It was not part of the doctrine. And Christianity and the church is only about the things that are true. Those presentations have to be become Franklin, chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, the Holy God's God. We have mighty weapons, he said, not swords and spears and arrows and guns and boots and cannons and all of those kinds of things. In order to build people up spiritually, to save people spiritually, and to look at the things that have to be down arguments with every apostate that is God's itself against the church of God. This philosophy, these people have. So Listen, I'll tell you what the gospel is doing. It's tearing those things down. That idolatry that everybody is so enamored with, that the Greek say is so wise in what Christianity is doing. But Paul says there is tearing it down. All of that thinking that accomplishes nothing. It is destroying all of that vain religion that they held so closely to. It is destroying all of that. It is destroying all of that. Now, you think about it, that is the false teachers and the false teachers. They do exactly the same. It's not me and anybody that teaches something that is a teacher. That's not a good thing to do. Many times, somebody will say something like that. That is a bad thing. Talking about the kind of people who share what we share because we see Christianity as being descriptive, being descriptive of himself, being descriptive of the posture in both his mind and soul. That's why Christians are beginning to be destructive heresies, denying the Lord who fought us and bring on himself. And many will follow their destructive ways because of the way they will be destroyed. And so, in their effort to release themselves from all of these restrictions and this what they see as too rigid a religious system, here's what they're doing for us. They're praying to see if they can own the most valuable. What? We can be found out. We can be second to that. And I'm going to be second. And so here's what this wickedness is doing. It's not praying on the elders and the deacons and that they're really watching that it's in thoughtful women, pure women, and so on. What you are hearing from the gospel is way too rigid. How many of you can enjoy your freedom if you're having to follow all of these rules that are out there? You can pretty much do anything that you can actually do. It is the gospel way to religion, a religious system. The angels need to loosen up a little bit and not take some things as seriously what the Bible says is we want you to take that too seriously. Do we not need to preach on that? Do we not need to hold people to that faith? You need to honor marriage. You need to not have sexual relationships. You need to love your wife, love your wife, and be faithful to them, and not go outside the room. We want them to be faithful.
Thank you.
people are going to get lost in the crowd, they come back to the school, and they're smart. The truth is, or is proven, and he's been free to do what he's going to do. Now, this is the right place to do it. Oh, in that day and time, it's supposed to be everywhere, and it's over time, it's supposed to be everywhere, too. Please be satisfied with that.